You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News. In this bulletin, underlying inflation increases, dampening hopes for mortgage holders. Federal police warn young girls are being hunted by young men online and coerced into acts of violence. And in football, Cardiff City upset Wrexham at home with a 2-1 win in the League Cup. Let's start off with the economy, and Treasurer Jim Chalmers has acknowledged that more work needs to be done to ease inflation after an uptick in price growth seen in the latest data. New numbers from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show underlying inflation has risen to 3% over the year to September, up from 2.7% in June. The figures have damaged mortgage holders' hopes of an interest rate cut and have revealed a stubborn cost of living crisis. Mr. Chalmers said his government must continue to act to help those struggling with the high cost of goods and services.
Since we came to office, inflation has halved, and that reflects our efforts to do as much as we responsibly can to help with the cost of living, to get the budget in much better condition than we inherited from those offices. Now, we've made good progress when it comes to a number of the most important indicators in our economy, but we do acknowledge that people are still under pressure, and we see that in the numbers today.
The new head of the Australian Federal Police warns that young girls are being hunted by young men online who are coercing their vulnerable victims into carrying out acts of violence. In an address to the National Press Club in Canberra, Chrissy Barrett has announced 3 domestic arrests and 59 alleged offenders identified as members of decentralised online crime networks. The AFP Commissioner has also announced the creation of a new task force that will crack down on these networks and perpetrators.
These crimes are now spilling into the real world, and they have real world consequences. While these networks do not have a centralised hierarchy or a single ideology, they are prolific and are attracted to violent extremism, nihilism, sadism, Nazism, and Satanism.
Hurricane Melissa has churned towards Cuba's second largest city with the force of a powerful Category 4 storm, hours after making landfall in Jamaica as the strongest ever cyclone to hit that Caribbean island nation. Melissa has caused landslides and widespread flooding across Jamaica, killing at least 3 people and packing sustained winds of up to 300 kilometres per hour. In southwestern Jamaica, an official says the parish of St. Elizabeth has been left underwater with more than 500,000 residents without power. Samuel Zinzan Ziff is an Australian in Jamaica who's experienced the chaos in the capital, Kingston.
I mean, the building itself is secure, but it just the roof worries me a little bit. Like last night, I pretty much had to tie myself to my bed just in case the roof fell off. Like, it was really scary. God, I think it was like midday today. That's when it actually full on hit Jamaica, but we were just getting all this wind and the rain and stuff, and it's just, yeah, lots of flooding, and we've just had pretty heavy rain and like a consistent wind.
The hurricane is now forced to curve to the northeast on a trajectory towards Santiago de Cuba, Cuba's second most populous city. A new report released today by SBS and the University of Canberra highlights an overall increase in the sense of belonging for multilingual audiences when compared to the first wave of research published in 2023. The most significant increase was in the proportion of multilingual audiences that say their needs are being met, with an 8% increase to 69%. The survey of 1,876 respondents found that 63% of audiences also felt a stronger sense of belonging in Australia when they saw their culture and language had been represented fairly in news coverage. One researcher and SBS staff member, Tu Nguyen, told SBS Vietnamese that this media representation can be critical.
The representation definitely have a role in fostering the sense of belonging, participation amongst the communities, providing the content that is available in their own language. That would be one of the key needs. And that's also explained why consistently the multilingual community surveyed in this research express much stronger sense of representation when it is about SBS News compared to how they feel about the general news.
Let's head off to the world of football, and Cardiff City have upset Wrexham at home with a 2-1 win in the League Cup. as one of Welsh football's oldest rivalries takes centre stage. Cardiff have booked a spot in the quarterfinals of the Cup after Will Fish struck the winner with his first goal for the league one side in the 71st minute, slotting in at the back post. Wrexham manager Phil Parkinson had made seven changes from his side with an eye on Friday's home game against Championship leaders Coventry, but it proved costly. Meanwhile, Premier League side Fulham needed penalties to get past third-tier Wickham. Wanderers and Brentford thrashed fourth-tier Grimsby Town 5-0. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS News team. Check out our podcasts. They include World News Weekly, On the Money and SBS News In Depth. And you can find those wherever you get your audio.